When the student is ready, the teacher shall appear. According to God the Father, Yeshua, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, the fivefold ministry teacher is a gift to the universal body of Christ. I am the fivefold ministry teacher, sent to bring these gifts to the body of Christ, that you may be edified in the Word of God. If God told you to do something, did you do it? Would you do what God told you to do? Are you going to tell me that God told you to do something and you heard Him tell you to do it? Why would you need my opinion on something that God told you to do? If God told you to do it, you need to just go on and just do it. Look, let me have a sidebar with you right quick. Believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Ask God to help you to believe in the things that you do not believe God can do for you. Isn't that something? You know, there's a scripture. I'm paraphrasing right now. I'm in spirit. He said, Lord, help me in thine unbelief. Isn't that something? The word of God is packed with so many gold nuggets and special revelations to those who are open to listen, to hear, and to receive in the spirit, just as an act of them being faithful to hear the word of God. God knows exactly what we need at every moment. Believe in yourself. Ask God to help you to believe in the things that you do not believe that God can do for you. Lord, help me in my unbelief. That's all you got to say. Start believing in yourself. Things are going to happen. Well, here's the thing. The reason why I depend on God is because I don't have to depend on a man, and I don't have to depend on a woman. You see, the reason why I trust God is because I do not put my trust in a man, and I do not put my trust in a woman. Understand that? Now, the reason why I worship God is because I do not worship a man, and I do not worship a woman. It's as simple as that. Can you imagine minding your own business? Just think about that for a moment. Minding your own business, doing your own thing. And in the midst of minding your own business, taking care of whatever it is that pertains to you, suddenly, instantaneously, you find yourself standing in the presence of God. And by His choice of choosing you to have a special relationship of fellowship with Him, He has just interrupted everything and changed your business to His business. Let the untold suffering for Christ now be told. I want to make a spiritual declaration right now and decree this thing. Those listening under the sound of my voice, receive right now Yahweh's anointing. Yes, receive the anointing of Yahweh upon your head right now. And receive the anointing of Yeshua HaMashiach right now. And receive the anointing from the Ruach HaKodesh right now. Receive the anointing in the sevenfold manifestation of the power of Yahweh. Receive the fresh anointing dripping in the spirit upon your human spirit, upon your living soul, and upon your physical body right now. Could you imagine anything that is written against you? Anything that comes against you that is written, that is against you? Any document that is written, anything natural or anything in the spirit that has been written against you has been blotted out by God. Isn't that something? God the Father has blotted it out so that it no longer stands against me. God the Father blotted it out so that it no longer stands against you. See, when God the Father blots it out, this is divine. It no longer stands against you. When God the Father blots it out, it no longer stands against you. Isn't that something? Anything written with regulations, anything that has a regulation to it, is blotted out. You see, God's law is the valid claim on the people that belong to God. Anything that stood to oppose me, anything that stood to oppose you, God has blotted it out. Anything hostile towards me, and anything hostile towards you, and anything used to be an obstacle against me, and anything used to be an obstacle against you, God has removed it out of my way. Isn't that something? And God has removed it out of your way too. Everything has been divinely canceled. Everything has been divinely canceled out that was against me and that was against you too. Because Christ Yeshua has nailed it to the cross for me and for you through the act of His death. And the bond of indebtedness and the instrument of condemnation that was against me and you has been removed permanently. Isn't that something? Imagine something that was against you, and imagine something was against me, and now it is permanently removed. Only God can do that. God will permanently remove anything and everything that was written against you by a regulation. You better understand what divine forgiveness is about. You see, all hostile supernatural powers, all hierarchy of supernatural forces that are in rebellion against God, that are in rebellion against Yeshua, has disarmed all forces of evil. For Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ the Anointed One, has stripped the powers and stripped the authorities in open public shame, and God in Christ made an open spectacle of them, and he exposed them to public disgrace by exhibiting them to the universe as his captives. Let us walk in Yeshua's chariot of victory, for Christ Yeshua is our conquering general. Oh, Father, I thank you for it. And I hope those listening under the sound of my voice, I hope you thank him right now for it too. There's only one person who has stripped the powers of every supernatural force that would ever come against you. There's only one person who stripped those powers down to the ground. God the Father and Christ his Son. Period. Now, before we even get into this teaching, before I even go there, before the Holy Spirit allows me to drop this thing on divine forgiveness, human forgiveness, part 6, let me say this unequivocally. The Holy Spirit is not desperate. The Holy Spirit is not a desperate spirit. So what are you so desperate for? What are you desperate about? What has creeped up into your soul so much that you forgot your walk and your path with God and you done got off track? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you became desperate. Desperate for what? You need a man in your life? You're desperate. You need a woman in your life? You're desperate. You need some money? Well, why don't you just go get a job? Why don't you just trust God? Oh, you sit back and you just wait on God and you're waiting for some money to fall out of the sky. And then that's going to be your income. You're just going to sit down and wait for some money to fall out of the sky. Yeah, I know the scripture. Money cometh to you. I teach on the power to get wealth, and I teach on the strength to make wealth. But it's more to it than just sitting and just waiting. You put your prayer and you put your request before God. Then you get your behind up off your lazy self, your idle sitting around doing nothing self, and you go get a job. And then when you get that job, you thank God that God has opened up a door for you to have an income. Or God might open up a door for you to become an entrepreneur. But either way you look at it, it starts with some money. Either God's going to give it to you, or he's going to make a way for somebody else to give it to you. But you just can't sit down on your behind and do nothing and just think that it's just going to happen and you don't have anything to do to get it. Even when you open up your mouth and pray to God, you have to open up your mouth and pray. You got to do something. So the Holy Spirit is not desperate, and neither should you, especially if you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, and especially if one point in your life you've accepted and recognized the Holy Spirit person in your life, and you allow some fool to get close enough to you to allow you to walk away from the truth. Now you're dependent on yourself. How's that working for you? The Holy Spirit is not desperate. And many false prophets shall arise. Isn't that something? Don't be so stuck on stupid because somebody prophesizing to you, okay? Open up that word of God for yourself and prophesize the word to yourself. Many false prophets shall arise. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Isn't that something? See, when the Lord comes, the Lord of hosts, he shall be upon everyone that is proud, everyone that is puffed up, everyone that is self-centered and conceited and arrogant and full of pride and selfish, everyone that is high on themselves, everyone that is lifted up. When the Lord comes, he's going to bring you down to the ground. You shall be brought very low. Men and women who follow after Jesus are not the same men and women who walk with Jesus. People who follow you are only looking for what you can do. They want to see with their eyes a miracle, a sign, and the wonders. Men and women who walk with you bear spiritual witness to the anointing, the Spirit, and the power of God that follows your ministry. Everyone is not a witness, and everyone is not a believer. But he that shall endure unto the very end. Isn't that something? The same shall be saved. This is how you know who a real man of God is and how you know who a real woman of God is. The ones that endure to the end. Y'all need to get this wisdom right here. This is a gold nugget I'm dropping on y'all. He that shall endure to the end is the one that's going to be saved. Isn't that something? These are the beginnings of sorrows. Stay with me. Let me say this unequivocally. The entire world is going to hate you. This is about the untold sufferings of Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to 36, this is the biblical foundation and the main pattern based on a principle, precept upon precept and line by line. And the Holy Spirit is going to rightly divide this word of truth. There is hatred in the world. This hatred includes close relatives, family members, and groups of families who have disowned and disinherited you. There will be men and women who plot against you. These worldly men and women will attempt to make plans for God's people to even lose their employment. The real men and women of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, are not to be played with. Because when we suffer, it's an untold suffering. We continue to walk with Yeshua. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched his house and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Isn't that something? If the good man of the house had known, if he knew beforehand, if he knew in advance, what watch, what time, what season the thief would come into his house, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Matthew 24 and 43, Luke 12 and 39 is your foundation about the good man of the house. He wasn't paying attention and his house got broken up. So take heed, watch and pray. Take heed, watch and pray. Oh, come on, somebody. He didn't say just pray. He said pay attention. He said take heed. It's time for you to watch and it's time for you to pray, for you do not know when the time is. Mark 13 and 33. The closer you walk with the Holy Spirit, the deeper God will call you. And the deeper that you go into those secret places with God is when you learn the closest people to you are not that close to you no more. They can't walk that walk when you show them how to truly walk with God. Men and women believers who walk in the Spirit with God have more things in common than those who do not walk in the Spirit with God. Yeshua looked at the people sitting at the table with him and said, "Only those men and women who do what my Father wants are my brother, my sister, and my mother." That's the true spiritual family. Now, he's not the wrong man of God. He's just not the right godly man for you to have. Walking in spiritual agreement is real. And she's not the wrong godly woman. She's just not the right woman of God for you to be with. Walking in spiritual agreement is real. Now, when we walk close with God and fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if you have a wife, let me say that real slow. If you have a wife and neglect or refuse or just don't want to minister and feed your wife the same as God is feeding you, your wife shall be cursed and die due to your inability to minister to God with your wife. Or you just may have married the wrong woman, unevenly yoked, and she died for disrespecting God's anointing on your life, and that's your fault because the Holy Spirit told you not to marry that woman and you married her anyway. So men, you have to think, you have to hear what the Holy Spirit is talking about, especially when it comes to the proper mate for the man of God. Now, why did the pastor's wife die? Anger, no agreement, bitterness, disrespect, hate, jealousy, neglect, rejection, resentment, spitefulness, unforgiveness. She was never his wife. Could you imagine being married to someone and you know that that's not the woman you're supposed to be married to? She was never his wife. No faith and no belief, no agreement, no cooperation, no Holy Spirit. There was no prayer life, no lordship in Christ, no honor and no glory, no trust, no covenant with God. How can a man and woman of God walk together if they do not agree with the Holy Spirit together? They can't. The husband and the wife with divided hearts. That's a cursed marriage. Disobeyed God's Spirit on your wedding day. Imagine standing at the altar on your wedding day and the Holy Spirit is telling you, don't marry that woman, but you marry her anyway. That's a cursed marriage. Because of disobedience to God's Spirit on your wedding day, the wrong husband and the wrong wife, and you never could enjoy marriage from the beginning. Your wife, a part of the curse, will sleep with another man, and your husband, a part of the curse, will sleep with another woman, living in the same house and divided at the same time. Isn't that something? When you look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15, and Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 30, you shall have a wife or husband, and another man or another woman will make love to her or him. You shall build a house, but you won't live in it. Imagine building a house and not even living in it. You shall bear a business and not collect the fruit of it. Isn't that something? So the blessings and the curses come from God. He says, I give you all these blessings that will follow you. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And then he says, I give you all these curses that will follow you. Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68. Isn't that something? Disobedient men and disobedient women are cursed by God's own word. Isn't that something? This is what happens when people attempt to play and run game on God. You have to make sure you're with the right person. All these curses would not only come on God's people and overtake them, for these curses would pursue them until they were destroyed for their disobedience. Deuteronomy 28:45-48. You see, God also made a curse to be a sign and a wonder. God also made a curse to be a sign and a wonder. I want you to pay attention to that. That's not your wife, and that's not your husband. You see, the faithful wife and the faithful husband are found in Christ. Husband and wife who open up God's word together. I like that. Imagine a husband and his wife sit down and open up God's word together. You see, when a husband and wife are not together, they are not one. They are divided and unevenly yoked together. And that marriage is subject to death, having no joy. The spirit of togetherness between husband and wife. That's what this is about. Isn't that something? Husband and wife who come to know their knowledge of Christ and come to know the love of Christ together makes their marriage more complete. The love of Christ makes a good marriage more better. Isn't that something? The husband and wife who grow in God's word together grow to love God's word together. Let the husband and his wife study God's word together and strengthen their love for each other. You see, the husband and wife who are giving to each other more than taking from one another enjoy being together. See, you're not going to enjoy being with your wife if she always taking something from you. Isn't that something? And never giving nothing to you. And the wife is not going to enjoy her husband if he's always taking something from her and never giving nothing to her. So the husband and wife who are giving to each other more than taking from one another enjoyed being together. Husband and wife enjoyed working together. The inseparable husband and wife. Isn't that something? The husband and wife are always together, side by side and faithful. They made their living together as husband and wife. The man who is a husband and the woman who is his wife learned how to earn their livelihood together. And the wife assisted her husband in business. Isn't that something? I want you to think about that for a minute. Let it sink in. What happens when men and women drift away, fall away, run away, and walk away from God? Well, they find themselves surrounded with perpetual problems, sinking in constant trouble, and never understanding nothing.
I'd just like to say, ladies, how you feel tonight? You want to help us sing the song now? Look, all you got to do is put your mind and your heart. With souls at home, you don't need to roam, girl. Say,
to learn. That love don't love nobody. It takes a fool.
Keep singing, ladies. Fellas, how you feel? Here's the way we're gonna do it, say
it takes a fool to learn that love don't love.